Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 3 of the Stephen D. Podcast. For those listening to the archive, this doesn't affect you, but for those listening to the stream, we did start 20 minutes late, and I apologize.
Yeah, almost 30.
Yeah, almost 30. Yeah, let's retract that. Technical difficulties. They do happen, and, you know, every one of us who uses technology, which presumably is everyone listening to the podcast, knows that. It sucks. But it's okay.
Presumably, bro. What else are they going to listen to? Are they going to, like, take a tree branch and turn it into a radio that can...
Exactly.
So anyway, yeah.
I'm now in the Discord server. I'll be checking that. Me and Sam will also be checking the Skype group, and you can also mention at Steve0399 or at Sam2P1 on Twitter if you'd like to get in contact with today's podcast members. And you might notice that Carter and Alec are not here today, and that's because they don't have a game to demonstrate, and that's just too many idle people. Somebody sent Praise the Sun in the Discord. This podcast, as I said, is going to be regarding a game that Sam created that I actually really like. It's a pretty unique concept. I wasn't too sure at first when he said a brief description of what it was going to be. You know, it's like, how can you make that fun and unrepetitive? And but he has. He's definitely managed to do it. Now, I'm going to let him go on for a couple minutes and tell you about the game he created before we play it. Go ahead, Sam.
So, all right, so two things, by the way. So I just started a monitoring program so I can give a much more accurate listener count. But anyway, so the game. So basically, this is a game called Constant Motion. I don't know when I'll release it because I can see it being asked already. But so basically what it is it's a series of runners. And the games, they have almost no rules, right? So the games can be anything. But the one rule that they do have that's unbreakable is that you're always moving. Like there's, so like in most side-scrollers or any game, you know, you approach a pit, you can stop and you can jump over the pit, you know, and plan your route. But now, in this game, you have to constantly, like, you're constantly moving, so if a pit approaches, you need to jump, or else you're gonna die. Or, you know, whatever, like, the games can be almost anything. Some have nothing to do with pits or anything. There's currently 6, and plans to have a lot more. And it's just a prototype, so there could be some potentially unbalanced games at the moment, but it's still in a very much well enough state to be demonstrated, so...
Yeah, and I've actually had the chance to play 3 of these games. 3 of them I haven't even touched yet, and I'm really excited because, well, sorry about that. I'm listeners. Really excited because I haven't tried. Oh, 12 listeners? Nice. Welcome, everyone. But I'm really excited because I haven't tried 3 of the games, and I know that at least one of them is really cool. Sam says that the other one is kind of boring, but I kind of disagree with that. We'll have to see. Anyway, so I'm going to try to make this podcast about 35, 45 minutes. And I do have a game that I've been working on, and I'm going to explain that at the end. Maybe not going to take a too deep of a look at it yet because there's a lot more I want to add to it, and I feel like that would do it an injustice. But yeah. So, hang on. Looks like
John Snow says it sounds similar to Leap Jump Jump. No, it's not. It's not. Yeah, no, it's not similar to Leap Jump Jump in CP. There could be a game similar to Leap Jump Jump, but you'll see very quickly that all the games have in common is that you're currently moving. There's like not much in common with any of these games. Like one of the games, for example, you're constantly moving, and you moving is what makes the game go faster and faster, but you're avoiding these arrows. It's the first game as an intro so people can see, kind of get an idea for like the scope of what this can be. It's not just a simple one-time play runner. There's like a bunch of games and stuff.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not just a one-time play. I'm actually really proud of Sam for this, because he's managed to create a bunch of really addicting concepts out of the runner, and it's really cool. You guys are gonna enjoy this. Of course, nothing. Oh, sorry. So. I'm beginning to notice a pattern emerging. It's that anytime I open an app, my computer stutters for a brief second. So if you hear that, just know I probably opened something.
That's your computer probably came from, like, your grandma's garage or something a few years ago. Like, you...
Actually, no. It came from 2013. But
let's see.
It's an HP. Yeah, it's got 4 gigs of RAM.
Yeah.
Where did you put this?
In the STP folder.
Just STP folder?
Yeah.
Oh, your
production. Just where it's always been. Yeah.
Sorry, I was like, what? Are you into Stone Temple Pilots now? Anyway.
No.
So, now we have been having audio issues today. I don't know why. It's kind of breaky. So, I'm going to open the game now and tell me if you hear the music or anything.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's loading. It's not opened yet. You're... Oh, here
yep,
we are.
Yep, I hear the music.
Okay. Nice. I'm going to create an NVDA profile real quick.
Yeah, we want speech here. Yeah.
Yes, we do. I have
It'll
so
be
many
interesting
of...
to see how good you can play this with some with the lag from VAC.
I know. It will be interesting.
And no,
to
I did
see.
Not steal this music from Insect Therapy, by the way.
Yeah. He got this from his plethora of sound libraries. Okay, it's good.
Yep, digital juicer. Anyway.
NVDA. You can hear it now, right?
Yep.
Not anymore, though. Okay. Let's see. I'm gonna check the Skype group before I continue.
Yeah, I have. There's not much interesting going on yet.
Okay.
Oh, Alex listening on TT.
Yes. That. Hi, Alec. So, guys, basically, we have our main menu here. It's kind of set up like the oh shit menu, honestly. I think he stole my code, piece of crap. just kidding.
Can you hang yourself, please?
Yeah, sure. So we've got play game right here. And that, we'll look at that in a minute. And then we have... So, we actually have statistics, but not yet. He'll put those in whenever Jesus comes back. I mean, at some point. So, play a game, right? This is the Avoid the Arrow games he was talking about, and here are all the games he has thus far.
Yep.
And Go Back is the funnest game of them all. You click that, man, and you're in for a good
time.
Oh,
yeah, you can't forget about that game.
Okay, so, are you guys ready to get shot at by arrows? Okay, so this is a very reflexive game. You have to have very quick reflexes for a lot of these games. But, basically, when you click on a game, you get this music right here, or whatever music he decides to put in, and you have play, instructions, which is what you just heard, and learn sounds. I'll go ahead and go over those. So when I hear that out of front, left, or right, I have to hit the corresponding area.
Yeah, that's the arrow traveling. That's how much time you have to block the arrow.
Yeah. Shield activated.
Shield activated. You get killed by the arrow.
Oh, God.
Go back. Use the arrow keys to select
anyway. Wait. Let's start walking. Let's get into it.
So, by the way, before you... One step is 1 point in all of these games.
Yeah.
We do have pause support, by the way. If you need it, you can press pause. I don't know if you knew that yet.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
And you can also hit S to check your score and T to check your time.
And F1 to do the game instructions too, actually.
Oh, F1.
Oh. Yeah, you get impaled hard, Jon Snow.
What?
Oh. I said you.
I paused the game, and there's an arrow.
Die now.
Oh my god. Let's see if I can pull this off.
Die. Oh, you did it!
Not that time.
Game over. Final score is 223. You lasted 56 seconds. You managed to avoid 17 arrows.
Wow. So, what was that? Oh, god. Oh, anyway. Huh? My audio crackled. What was that Jon Snow said?
He said those sound like big arrows.
Oh. Also.
Oh, give you a fatal error.
It sure did.
Oh, damn it, Steve. I'm using your menu code that you never fixed. That's why. Just go ahead and restart it. It'll be fine.
Yep. It's okay. It doesn't save statistics anyway.
Yeah, there's nothing to save, so. Yeah, and so that's. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that'll be fixed. Go away, Super Frick. He sent me some random files.
Yeah, he's sending them in the group.
I wonder what they are. Oh, Malia says in the next 30 seconds. Yep. Yeah, oh, yeah,
well,
guys.
Malia, you're a little behind the times.
No, she said that a long time ago. But, hey, guys, that reminds me. Malia said in the next 30 seconds, right? Well, the way, we actually have this inside joke, right? So, my friend Ivan was playing Oh Shit a couple weeks ago, and he and I and a few other people were on a Team Talk server, and, well, he was playing, and I was messing with him about it, right? I was, like, telling him he was gonna die. Well, in this particular time, I told him he was gonna die in the next 30 seconds. Well, of course, I had to sing it in this somewhat extravagant, dramatic, kind of bouncy sing-song voice. And you know what he did? He died. Huh. So, great. I want to show you the last 30 seconds clip. It doesn't last 30 seconds because he dies before 30 seconds can elapse. But nevertheless, I think it's a very
menu that hasn't been modified.
Yeah.
Just what we. Anyway, go ahead.
Let's see. Control properties. Oh, sorry, I'm in Gold Wave. So, right. Without any further ado. Oh, that's quiet.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can increase the volume of this. Double. Here we go. This should be good.
Yeah, I've heard this. Yeah, I've heard that. Here's
yeah, it's nice, isn't it? I think that was still a little bit too quiet,
yeah.
But you get the point.
We got the idea.
Basically, yeah. He got really pissed off that he lost, and I would say understandably, but no guy is supposed to scream like that.
Yeah, dude, that's like the biggest fit.
Yeah. There should be no reason that Yeah.
I'm just catching up on this.
Iron Cross, my computer is not the best computer around. That's definitely true.
Okay, that's an understatement. That's an understatement. It's definitely not the best computer around.
Oh, that's what Super Freck was sending, was amusing clips from the last podcast. Anyway, let's get back to constant motion. Because... Yeah. Now that... I mean, we're probably going to get some errors, but, you know.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
all
rebuilding
Sam's
now,
fault.
So then you'll, like, run it for Steve. Don't even start.
Can you hear my NVDA? Just making sure that the...
Yep. We're good.
So, our first game that we played was Avoid the Arrows, which you just learned that I'm not very good at. Next one is Endless Cave, which I'm even worse at. It is fun. Here are the instructions. You should probably change that to the first gravel footstep, because you only hear two steps. So when people hear steps, they're gonna.
I probably should. You're right.
Yeah. So actually, guys, you want to wait for the second gravel footstep. Anyway. So, let's do some playing. Got our timer. Timer of doom. Bye. I just broke the rock. Oh, here's a pit.
Oh, let's see if you time the bat right.
Uh-oh. Here goes.
Oh, that was close.
Rock, paper.
Rock, paper, smash. Oh, God.
Game over. Final score is 213. You lasted 1 minute 3 seconds. You were killed by a pit. You avoided 4 picks. You avoided 3 bats. You destroyed 5 rocks.
Well,
I need to fix that grammar. It's really messed up, but yeah.
Use the arrow keys as a link option. Press enter to select instructions.
Hey, we didn't get an error.
Please.
No, I guess it's like really random.
Use the arrow keys as a link option. Press escape. Hold it off.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was freaking endless freaking cave, dude.
And these games get really fast, by the way. You haven't seen that, but, like, and eventually in, like, Endless Cave, for example, you're going, like, and you're, like, running super fast.
And that would be easier to demonstrate, but I have a tiny bit of lag because of this virtual audio cable business. Let me check the group. Actually, I'll check the Discord.
Yeah, I'll check group in just a second. As soon as I run compile, there we go.
Alright, so nobody's on Discord right now.
Yeah, the bat sounds like a flying donkey.
It kind of does. The bat, yeah. I always thought it.
Bro, they're demonic bats from hell, man.
Exactly. Okay, the next thing is called Boulder Road, which is the very pleasant experience of having huge rocks. That you have
to. So Boulder Road came from the idea of Cannonball Slope, and I wanted to make my own version with my own twist.
Yeah. So basically, for those who don't know what that is, well, let's just say this game is basically a bunch of boulders on the road, and if you smash into one, bye. Also, there are bricks
on
the road.
Yeah, in a very brutal way.
Yeah. There are bricks on the road too, and they're pretty wide, so you have to weave around those, and if you don't, bye. Not today.
Look out! That's a big ass brick. Oh.
Hey, at least I didn't prove freaking Malia right and die in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
No, that was...
Dude, yes, Jon Snow, I do clench up when Steve almost fucking dies. Yes.
Everybody does, though, and you see, that's the fun of listening to these podcasts.
Yeah, I might release a concept demo of this, maybe. I'm considering it, but I don't know. We'll see.
Electrified acid? Okay, so I've played...
Okay, so I want to warn you. I want to warn you. This game is the one... This game is the most unbalanced of the new games right now, because I haven't... It's not fully fixed, so... But anyway, yeah, we'll see how long you last. So...
Okay.
It's typically too easy, so see what happens.
So... Basically, electrified acid, fire escape, and gate buttons are the three games that I've not played in this. Let's... I don't know how to play acid, so I assume you just eat mushrooms. But anyway, I take offense to that. Now, Malia said in the next 30 seconds, and it's not, it was in the first 30 seconds, but try. Oh. Allie says I should stop sucking at games. Yes, I came to a very abrupt halt. Indeed, Malia. Hey, Super Freck likes your sound effects.
Yeah, I know. I saw those. Thanks. And, yeah, all the music I got originally from sound libraries. Some of it might have been used in other games, but yeah, just so that's clear, I did not take any music or any sound from any game. So, yeah, anyway.
And with that, let's count down to... Happy New Year!
This is fucking boring, in my opinion.
Yeah, man. What's up? This is so easy, Malia could play it. I mean, Allie.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that's saying something. You're right, man. I gotta make this harder. Let's see how long you last, though.
Uh-oh. Now it's getting interesting. Oh god. And that didn't work out. Yeah, let's try that again. 199, everyone. I did great, right?
See, okay, here's what I was kind of hoping would happen. So me and Carter were having this conversation about that death sound. Because basically what happened to Carter was he was doing good and he kind of got into like a trance just avoiding the acid. And then that death sound startled the fuck out of him. And I was hoping it would do the same to you a little bit.
Allie thinks she kicks ass. Anyway,
well, that's a matter of opinion.
I hear the sound of roasting humans, my favorite. Dinner will be ready in 30 minutes, guys.
Okay. Yeah, I guess it's not boring.
But it's Thursday, not Friday.
Okay, now it's time to see how quick. I purposefully made a mashing game. So this will be interesting.
Yes. Okay, Fire Escape. Let's see. It's a mashing game, as Sam said, but I've never played it, so let's see how to play it. Okay.
Not much.
Okay, yeah, just, let's stay away from that noise.
Good luck.
It's the 4th of July, right?
There you go. Let's see how long you can keep it up for.
Hey, I'm kind of making a beat. Not anymore.
Yeah, the trick is to get as far away as you can in the beginning. Yeah, it does. What do you expect?
What?
What
happened?
Let the child die. The tiny. You're doing good. The trick is to see how long you can keep it up for. Oh, you'll probably beat my fucking score.
Where's the fire?
Oh, do I hear it?
Oh, sh!
No. Oh! There it is! Go! It's slowly catching up!
Oh my god, this hurts! I had to quit. My hand was hurting, or my arms are hurting too bad. What's your highest score?
Not that. Well, I got higher when it wasn't balanced out right, but.
Ow.
That was fucking impressive.
Thanks.
I'm checking the group.
Me too.
Dude, that was fucking good.
Hey, dang, even Allie said I did good at that one. Yeah, no, that was terrifying.
And yes, Allie, this will have a scoreboard individualized for each game. So in that menu is play, instructions, learn game, sound, and stuff. There's going to be a scoreboard for each game.
Yeah, because Brandon said this is one he'd be good at. Superfreck also says you should release this. But guys, you see, my skills at that game were impressive. Get it? Anyway. Gate buttons? Oh, nice. I like that. Okay.
Yeah, this is pretty fun. Once you get the hang of it. You might need to play it a couple times to get started, but it's kind of... Yeah, this is massive. It'll work.
Hey, hearing is a never good sign because it means you are approaching. Hey, status, this page hearing is a never good sign because it means you are approaching the gate when it is still closed. Hey, status, display whenever you press one of the buttons required to open the gate. The louder the chitter sounds, the more progress you will make toward opening the gate. Hey, lock, display when you press all buttons to open the next gate. Button missed, this sound plays if you miss the button.
Uh-oh, you hear that and you're screwed.
Teleportation.
Yeah, no, you can tell.
You hear the sound whenever you turn your character. The reason is because you need to learn to recognize it. As you are moving to the left or right and you run into the edge of the lock, you will automatically stop moving in that direction and continue just moving forward. You run into a bridge. You place land into a closed gate. Go back. Use the arrow keys to select an option. Instruction.
Okay, so, but basically, you guys see what I mean? Like, Sam definitely took this movement concept and managed to make a lot of very unique games with it. I don't think I've played one game that's exactly like any other games, but with similar sounds.
Yeah, and I'm not done either. I have an entire, like, ideas.txt file, and if anyone wants to send me ideas for games you want to see in here with this concept, feel free to chat me on Skype or mention me on Twitter. Don't do it in the group because I'll probably lose them. But if you have any ideas, feel free to chat me privately or mention me or whatever, and I'll consider adding them. And I have my own ideas that I'm going to add too. This is nowhere near complete.
Yeah. Bailey says you should do outlandish sounding trophies.
I agree.
So how this is going to work is there's going to be a save system eventually. And so basically how it's going to work is you have to unlock games, but it's kind of in a unique way that you unlock games. So obviously the first one, Avoid the Arrow, starts out unlocked. And then maybe you need to get a minimum of a given score on Avoid the Arrows, and then Endless Cave will unlock. Then maybe you need to get a minimum score on Endless Cave and Avoid the Arrows for the third one to unlock. But then maybe to unlock the fourth one after the third one's unlocked, you only need a certain score on Avoid the Arrows and whatever. And so yeah, you have to unlock the games. At least I'm considering doing that. That was my original plan, but I feel like it might take away some of the fun. But it might add challenge too, so I don't know what I'm gonna do there yet.
Okay. Well, while he was talking, guys, I was drinking the last bit of good luck juice, aka Coke. So I'm hoping that...
Oh, you reminded me. I got fucking Coke. I was gonna pull out some fucking Coke for the stream, and then
yeah.
I forgot about it, so I'm getting Coke right now.
Well, hey, you do that. I'm gonna... Oh, Ali says this might be one of the best ones. I agree. I'm looking forward to this. Well, let's see.
4:57 p.m.
4:57. Cool.
Instructions, please.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Yeah. You open those a lot faster than I do. Okay. So I'm going to hit play. And here we go.
Don't spam the arrows. Nope, you're fucked. Yeah, you hold them in. So yeah, you hold in the arrow keys kind of like you do on Boulder Road. And I'll make that more clear in the instructions. So yeah, you hold it in and then you can hear the turn. You know what you're doing.
Okay.
So just make the button high pitched in order to press it. There you go.
Oh.
You missed the last button. Yeah. I kind of set it up like that. Oh, I'll let you play.
Why don't you call this Escape the Maximum Security Prison?
I'll make a game called Escape the Maximum Security Prison. It'll be a lot harder than this game. Oh, you barely got that shit.
Well,
this,
let me see what people think of this game, because I actually like it. It's very challenging, but it's fun. Oh, yeah, how much does your score drop when you teleport?
Actually, I have to look in the code. Hold on, one second. It'll only take me a sec.
Yeah, I like that one too, Allie. It's cool. It's a great game. No, I have to play that again.
Wait.
You lose 20 points, and I'm probably going to make it like 40 points.
Also, I like that the sound changes whenever you're directly in front of it.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
Because once you miss the first one, it's not even worth hitting them.
Did you hold down the arrow key before the timer finished?
Yes.
Because you can't do that. Yeah, I need to fix that still in this game. Press the arrow key to start moving after the rifle sound.
Oh, okay. Yeah, makes sense. Still a bug. No problem. Oh.
Can you teleport?
No, it's not letting me.
So what I might do is I might make it so the teleport timer is forced to 30,000 already, so that when you start the game you can teleport.
Good idea.
I think that would be
You're fucked, dumbass, says Malia. No kidding. So yeah, that is gated buttons, or freaking button gates, or whatever it's called.
It works as a compound word. It's kind of funny, so it's just like GATEBUTTONS.
Why don't you just call it clicky clicky boom boom?
There's no explosive.
I know, but
if
you
guys want, I can go through a couple of my other ideas really quick, because I have a couple written down here.
Yeah, you should.
So here's some of them that I have right now. So, and this is a game I know I'm going to add, because this is going to be fun as hell. Okay, horse ride. You're riding on a horse through thick, twisting foliage with many twisting obstacles in your path. The developer decided to be nice and provide you with some sort of radar headset that looks really ugly. Regardless, it will tell you when you need to turn, which you do with your arrow keys. You will hear a turn start on the left or the right. When needed, hold in the left or the right arrow keys respectively until the sound of the turn is centered. Make sure not to overshoot, as it could be fatal. The ground is also littered with ravines. The radar will let you know when you need to jump. You also need to avoid the low-hanging branches that could clothesline you off of your mount in a second if you don't duck under them. And then to top it all off, remember the rock from Endless Cave. You will also need to press the enter key when one approaches to destroy it as well before you crash into it. Good luck.
You read your...
How's that sound for a hard game?
Is this... I mean, that was really good. But... you read your stuff like the people at the NFB convention read their speeches. Never mind.
Hey, I'm not offended. So basically I have the descriptions written down in a file called ideas.txt.
Nice.
And I'm reading it directly.
Let's see.
So now the next one, this is... Oh, okay.
What? Oh, yeah, go ahead and tell... You can tell one more, and then, I'll play a... Actually, guys, while he's giving the idea, tell me what game you want me to play, because I'm going to play another game one more time before I close out Constant Motion. So tell me which of the games you heard that you want me to play. There's... So, whichever one of those you want me to play, tell me while Sam is explaining.
Yeah, until I'm done giving this. And this is a long description, so you got some time to decide. Unrealistic Stormflight. You're riding in a small one-seat, one-of-a-kind aircraft through a brutal storm. You must avoid the lightning that is all around you. Use the left and right arrow keys to move the plane left and right to avoid the lightning. However, the lightning isn't all bad. Unlike most aircraft, this one runs on electricity. The battery on the craft has failed, and your only hope is to absorb some of the raw power nature has to offer to stay in the air. As such, you will need to collect the lightning carrying smaller amounts of electricity that your craft can absorb while avoiding the lightning carrying large amounts of mega power that would fry the craft's electrical systems instantly, causing your fiery death on the ground below. You can tell by the onboard radar if lightning in front of you is absorbable by the craft or is lethal. You can press the R key while playing to hear how much time your craft has before running out of power. So that's that idea.
Yeah, that is a good idea. I like that. I like those two.
And we're talking in a severe storm, Steve, guys. I think Steve would like that game.
No, I'm not going to play Fire Escape. I'm sorry. There's only one person that said I should. Because my arm. Tell you what. No, I'll play it. I'll play it.
What are the other? Are there more suggestions
it
for other games?
It said gate buttons or the cave. Which, I'll probably play the cave because Bailey didn't get to hear all that.
Use the arrow keys to select option for the instructions. Play.
Oh, God. You're already moving slower than before.
Well, that's because I'm conserving my energy.
That was a bad idea. The fire moved slower at the beginning. You want to get away from it at the beginning.
Shut up, you're destroying my morale. You're gonna fail in the next 30 seconds.
You're keeping ahead of it, though.
I guess it's good that there's a pause button.
Fuck, you're doing good. I'm gonna disable it in this game.
Stupid shit.
I just haven't done it yet. But this game's gonna be unpausable.
Impossible?
Aha! Holy shit! Catching up slowly!
Hey Satan, over here. Come on. Satan, this way. Come here, Satan. Satan. Come here, Satan. Satan.
Holy shit, you're doing good. Oh, Satan's catching up. Oh shit. A few more seconds.
Woo! I think I beat my last score.
Game over. Flight 4 is 22.98. You lasted 2 minutes and 8
seconds. Oh my god! And if you wouldn't have conserved your energy at the beginning of the game, you would have lasted longer. You have to be in so much fucking pain right now. Okay, I gotta catch up to the group chat. I'm way behind. Oh, damn it. 26
Wait.
New. Let's see how many listeners do we have right now.
Constant motion. Never came over. Like sports,
we have...
Use arrow keys to select go back. Select the game goal. Use arrow, go back. Save buttons.
12 listeners still.
Hell yeah. People are liking this.
Use arrow keys to select option and set instructions. Wait.
So.
Oh, you're playing game button?
Yeah. Everyone wants me to play it now.
Oh, you got it! Then you'll be able to teleport if you need to.
Aww.
Hey,
that's my best score.
I got 451. Damn that. And that was before teleporting, too.
Yeah. Bailey, there is no game in here called Go Back. Oh, wait. Yes, there is. That's a great game. I forgot. There is a game called Go Back.
Go Back.
Here,
and
here's
a game
how you play
Go Speaker Test. You never played that.
Oh, yeah.
Select the game goal, use the arrow keys to select option, press enter, select it, avoid the arrows.
Yeah, guys, now that we've played all the games, now we're gonna
Speaker Test for you. Avoid the arrows, avoid the arrows, avoid the arrows, avoid the arrows. Aw. Go back, save buttons, fire escape. Save buttons, go back. Constant motion, name, menu, goal, use the arrow keys to select option, use statistics. Speaker Test.
Left. Middle. Right.
Oh, God damn it! Right before it said right, I accidentally ripped my headphone cord out. Hold on.
That's okay. The rest of the people, the important people heard it.
Speaker test.
Yeah,
Texas.
Yeah. Okay.
Speaker test.
Nice. Wish
one more idea? I have more.
Well, actually, let me see what time it is, because I think we're about 45 minutes in. Oh, yeah, we're about, we're 42, something like that, minutes in. I'm saying we started at 4:30. So, actually, guys, what I want to tell you about now is this new game idea I've been coming up with. And this is not to cut you off, Sam. I will definitely allow you to give more ideas. But
no, that's fine.
Yeah. So, I actually want to tell you guys about this new game idea I've been talking about. So, basically, what this idea is it's kind of like a pinball-style game, right? We have a couple of breakout games in the audio genre. We have Marina Break and a couple of other ones. And this game is kind of like those. It uses the Marina Break movement system. I coded a copy of my own, and I also used a ascending and descending tone for the ball. I didn't take any sounds, I created my own, but, so basically how my game works is you don't control the speed with the paddle. You don't have control of your speed. What you have to do is you have to direct the ball toward these things called launchers and bouncers. A launcher is, it sits on the map, and if you crash into it, it propels you upward and in either the left or the right direction. If you hit a bouncer, it will propel you in the left or right direction, but only somewhat. It won't actually make you go very far. Its main goal is to make you go upward super fast. So that's the purpose of a bouncer. So like for a launcher, you'd use that if you want to propel yourself out, up, and into the center of the gaming field. The bouncer is what you want to use if you just need a bit of extra height, etc. You don't need more horizontal speed. So bouncers and launchers for now are the only way to control your speed. And to control your direction, you can actually do that minimally, and you'll need that. So if you hit the left arrow, you start going left, and if you hit the right arrow, you start going right. It's kind of the effect of tilting a pinball machine, but slightly less realistic. And you do lose about 5% of your working horizontal speed whenever you change direction, but that's not a very big amount, because with a game like this, people might have to do that multiple times. So, I'm going to demonstrate this next week once I have more in the game. Right now I have most of the items coded, like I have launchers and bouncers and the actual game field coded, everything like that. And I'm going to create a couple of levels before I demonstrate the full game to you guys on the 13th in episode 4. But I did figure I'd tell you guys about that because several of you guys have been asking, and I know that I didn't demonstrate it this week, and so, you know, you probably really wanted to know. So, yeah, that's my game idea.
Interesting.
Yeah. Sam didn't even know about it. Do I have a
Carter
title for it?
Carter knew about it because of blackmail.
Yeah, Carter blackmailed me about it, but Sam didn't, because Sam is nice. Malia, the title of the game right now is simply called Boing, because you're a bouncy ball.
That's why.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. But, yeah. So, what other ideas do you have? Well, I'll give you time for one more, and then I think we should probably wrap this one up.
This is the last one. Okay. This is the last one that hasn't been implemented anyway. So, and there will be more. So, anyway, color collection. Your simple stroll through this narrow path has turned into an interesting challenge. Laid out on the ground are coins that are either red, green, or blue. These are distinguishable by sound. When you encounter a coin, you need to press either the R, G, or B key, depending on the coin's color, to store it in the correct slot. This is important because you also come across registers that are either red, green, or blue. When you run into them, you will automatically drop off all coins in the given slot at the register. If when this happens, you have a coin in the wrong slot, for example, if you have put a green coin in the red slot when you encountered a red register, the given register will explode, instantly killing you. Sounds easy? Unlike most games, you start moving very, very fast. Fast enough that your fingers could get tangled and you could make a mistake. Also, if you fail to pick up more than 10 coins during the course of the game will come to an end.
Nice. You know, I actually like that idea. Yeah. I honestly also think you should make, like, a game in the runner where everything's good, you know? Like, you don't have anything... you don't have anything to kill you. But you have, like, a 1, 2, 3, and a 4 on the screen. Of course, you could... This is just the pattern to make this the easiest way I can. But, so you have a 1, 2, 3, and a 4. And it's like an endless freaking road full of those arranged randomly, repeating over and over again. And you have to pick up first a 1, and then a 2, and then a 3, and a 4, then a 1, and a 2, and a 3, and a 4. And you have to keep doing that. And if you miss the next recurrence of the number that you're supposed to pick up, like if you don't pick it up after you hear it, then you could have a penalty. Or if you pick up a number that's not the one you were supposed to get, you have a penalty.
So how does the game end, though, if it's endless? What makes it
that,
come to an end?
Yeah, finally? That would probably be where it ended. I didn't know if you want to kill the player or end the game or whatever as soon as
probably,
they...
Probably, yeah. Then I can say you pick up 1, 2, 3 more, and it, or you pick up 1, 2, 3, 4, and if you mess up, you will exist. Or you will... Oh, damn it, my fucking rhyme got messed up. God damn it, Steve, I hang around you too long.
If you or you pick up 1, 2, 3, 4, if you mess up, you won't exist anymore.
Yeah, there you go, that's what I was trying to say, yeah. You will exist no more, yeah, that's what I was trying to say. So yeah, if anyone has any ideas, I'd really like to hear them, because I want to get as many games into this thing as I can. The way I designed it, I can just kind of code new games. And like I said, the games can be almost anything, but the only rule is that the player has to constantly be moving, and they rarely can control their speed. So yeah, if anyone has any, please chat me, and I will consider them.
Exactly, and if you don't have Sam on Skype, if you're not on Skype or listening through the Skype group, you can use the form on my podcast page, which you can use that. You can contact Sam if you have anything to say about the game, etc. You can also use my website's podcast page to join the Skype group and the Discord server if anyone still uses that. And if you feel like it, if you think it's necessary that I deserve it, I would appreciate it if you could drop a donation. But more importantly, spread the word to your friends who are into this type of thing. You know, keep listening, keep chatting, making this thing come alive. And the podcast page is stephend.net/podcast. I'm always welcoming your feedback, any comments you may have, any suggestions. Hey, if you have ideas of things you want me to do on future podcasts, hey, shoot me a message. Tell me about it. I'll
just
definitely
so long as
consider
you don't listen
it.
Listen to Dark Galleries, that he'll want you to do some really bad things. I had to say that. I had to,
yep.
Man.
But yeah, guys. So I just wanted to say thank you very much for bearing with me today. We had technical difficulties at the beginning, but we pulled through. It's great.
We should talk about that story. That was pretty funny in the end. It was just one thing after another.
It was. Okay, so I started streaming, right? First of all, you could only hear Sam. You couldn't hear me. Then I tried to restart my audio service. Then I tried to change the device so you could actually hear, both of us. And Sam ended up hearing himself, and it broke again. Then, I went to restart my audio service, and, well, guess what? It didn't restart, and I ended up tweeting.
Steve, yeah, oh yeah, I was going to ask if you knew about that. You
yes.
tweeted the start audio SRB command.
Yeah, so I'm just like, like, I was scrolling through my Twitter, I was looking for the We Started Streaming tweet, and I was going to retweet it and be like, okay, now we fixed everything, guys, but then I saw start audio SRV, and I'm like, well, didn't mean to send that.
Yeah. So even before we started streaming, so I chat Steve, and I'm like, okay, yeah, bro, where do you want to go to stream this? And so we get on TT, and basically Steve's like, oh yeah, bro, my Yeti isn't working, and I don't know why. So we were gonna stream with Steve's internal mic. So he gets everything set up, right, and we do like a test recording to see if everything's working, and according to Steve, everything checked out. So then we started streaming, and we just started talking and doing the stream, and then like 5 minutes later, someone's like, oh yeah, we can only hear Sam. And then like 10 minutes later, Steve came. So yeah, that was interesting. Kind of funny. So there's
yeah, that just needless to say, very, very nice and stressful today, but it was worth it. We had a lot of fun today. Yeah, what was that? I think, yeah, who knows. I thought my computer just made a noise. Anyway,
Brandon T said streaming from technical difficulties happened. I'm just streaming it from my phone, had a problem. And we are ending the stream right now, by the way, with, again, 12 listeners. Damn, that's like a magic number, Steve.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for sticking around and listening to this podcast. You know, I've mentioned donations and leaving feedback and all that, and I do appreciate all that, but most of all, I appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to this. It's what keeps this thing going. So, anyway, I will see you guys on the 13th, but,
now
you
there's 13 listeners.
Yeah.
For just a second as you said that.
I will see you guys on the 13th. On the 13th, listener. So,
okay,
I will
so
see you guys
on
the 13th.
So hold on.
What?
So, there's technical difficulties on the 29th, and I just think of what's going to happen on the 13th. That's...
Oh god.
Oh bro, you're cursing yourself. Anyway,
I know.
I'll stop being annoying now.
So, yeah. So, yeah, I'm gonna stream on the 13th, and I will try to complete as much of this game as possible to, at least demonstrate something to you guys. Bear in mind, though, that between the 29th and the 13th is finals weeks. Are the finals weeks, because I'm in college. So, I'll be preparing and taking those, but hopefully that won't, you know, that's obviously the most important thing right now to me. So, I'll definitely try to do the best of what I can. I'm not going to be here on the 27th. I'm actually going to be in Minnesota, hanging out with Sam and Carter and all them.
We should do a stream in person then. That'd be fucking fun.
Oh yeah, who knows? Maybe we actually could. I actually have another game idea that could probably do on that.
Or we don't even need to play games. We could just kind of mess around and like,
yeah, that's
just
true.
Have fun.
Yeah, episode 5
in person, everyone can hear us.
Yeah,
that could be fun.
Episode 5 may not even be gameplays at all. It might just be us hanging out, you know, having fun. Well, so I guess that's about it. Thank you guys for tuning in.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.